What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of an Investor's Journey podcast. On this episode, we are again joined by Mr. John Barr. And we wanted to actually talk about the process of hoteling a property. We did one at the beginning of the year. I've been trying to get this podcast done for a while, just other ones kept coming in the way. But just going to go through the process and explain what we did, how we looked at it, how we analyzed it, and how it all turned out. So without further ado, I want to welcome Mr. Barr to the podcast.
Hello, everybody. What's up? I'm glad to be on the show again and teaching some more prime knowledge to the world.
Prime knowledge. Hashtag prime knowledge.
I'm gonna get a t-shirt that says that. Prime knowledge. Just ask me.
Just ask me. That's it. That's going to be fun. So this property here in San Antonio, we...
Leon Valley, let's be correct.
Liam? Oh, that's right, because that was a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Turning on the water and everything. So, yeah, this property in Leon Valley, we actually got because we lead management and stuff like that for the investors that live out of town. And they do marketing in San Antonio. Whenever they get a lead down here, we run it down, right? We negotiate it, get it on the contract and do all that. So we get the call, go check out the property. And the lady, her dad had passed away and her mom was...
being moved into a facility.
Yeah, a facility of sorts. So she was just there cleaning out the property. Like, she just wanted to get rid of it. And she had power of attorney and all. Well, we're not going to go into the legal process of this. We're just going to stick to the actual numbers because that house was fun. But so she wanted to sell her mom's property. So we took a look at it, walked through the property, looked at everything. And I mean, it was, you know, pretty clean conditions. It was dated. It was full of crap. I mean, just, well, not crap. It was just full of, well, it was crap. It was just
they just left everything behind. The family went through, took everything they wanted to do, and then left everything behind.
How big was the house?
2,700 square feet, and it just, like, parents had bought it in the 60s, lived in it their entire lives, and then just left all the stuff behind. So, yeah, it was just full of stuff. I mean, every room just had paper, boxes, old video game or games, just a bunch of stuff, old plates, collectibles, things that just weren't really much worth anything in today's world. So they just did not want to deal with it because the seller was dealing with the mom moving out. They had their own projects going on in different part, or they were building a grocery store in some other city. They didn't live here and they just didn't want to deal with it. They wanted to take the stuff that was really worth the value and kind of just leave everything behind because they didn't have time to deal with it. And she knew that there was going to be money left on the table. She just wanted to get in and out of the property and be done with it and did not want to go through the hassle of listing the property with an agent.
Yeah, she didn't want to go through the whole agent process trying to find one. And then again, it was just clearing out the property. I mean, it was a 2,700 square foot house. There was a lot of stuff in there. And she just didn't have the time. So I'm talking to her and she's telling me, you know, I want to get rid of it. So obviously to an investor and a seller saying, I just want to get rid of it, I mean, we get really excited, right? Because, I mean, this usually means that they really want to get rid of it. They're not going to bust your balls a lot about pricing or anything like that. So we came up with a price that she wanted. She was more than happy with. It definitely worked for us. So we went ahead and closed on the property. Now, the thought was to go in there and do more or less a cosmetic rehab. But a cosmetic rehab on a 2,700 square foot house, it's a pretty extensive rehab on that property.
It still needed two new bathrooms, a new kitchen, new flooring and paint on a 2,700 square foot house. I mean, I think we were budgeting 50, 60 grand to do all that just because the type of flooring had very old tile that was gonna have to come up, had old linoleum, had countertops and cabinets, had a big kitchen, big bathrooms. So there was gonna be quite a bit of updating in that property.
Yeah, but the biggest selling feature is that it had a new roof, it had a new AC. So, I mean, the major components, it didn't have any foundation issues. So all the major components were there. So we're budgeting this, and then we're budgeting to probably make about 50, 60 grand profit on this property. But we looked at it, after running the numbers, we looked at the comps, and one thing that we noticed in the comps is that there wasn't much inventory available. And as soon as properties went up, they sold fairly quickly. And a lot of the properties that would sell, not many of them were updated. So we decided, why not try out this concept of hoteling it, right? So what we did is we got a crew and we cleaned out the whole house. It took a couple dumpsters.
Three or four 40-yard dumpsters of just stuff.
Yep.
And I mean, none of it was really good to anybody, just extremely old clothes. Just really old dishes, like collectible items that those infomercials that say, oh, right now, get this collectible thing. It's plated in 24 karat gold. It's going to go up in value and things like that weren't worth anything. There was an old pool table that was busted up upstairs. I mean, there was just all kinds of just stuff. I mean, I don't know how many bags of sewing yarn through. Like, I don't know if they just went through anytime there's a discount or a sale at one of those stores that sells knitting material, they just bought everything.
And in the packages, I mean, those things were never opened. Like, it was just all this stuff in the packages, but they just weren't worth anything. So we went through it, we got this crew, they cleaned out the whole house, and that pool table was funny because I'm there one of the times that the crew's there. And I see all the guys there, and I was telling them, I was like, yeah, we're going to just sell it with this pool table here because it's too heavy to move. And one of the guys, he's like, well, he says, if I can get it out of here, he says, could I have it? I was like, hell yeah. I mean, that pool table weighed a ton. It was like
a full-size, 8-foot-long
granite
slate table. Like, it was...
Yeah, massive legs, massive table. I mean, that table weighed a good amount. I was like... just don't break anything taking this table out of here. That's the only thing I ask. And, well, I mean, I don't know how they came one of the weekends with a bunch of guys and a truck, and I don't know what they did, but they hauled it out of there. So that definitely helped out. So once we cleaned out the whole house, we had everything cleaned out. We actually put ionizer? Because it was all that smell downstairs.
We took out some carpet in one of the rooms just because they had a dog in one of the rooms, and we used a deionizer machine that kind of creates O3 oxygen and helps take a lot of the smell out of the houses. We put them in any house that smells like smoke or animal or whatnot. It's kind of basically just we cleaned it out and made it somewhat more presentable, and then painted a few things. Did some very minor repairs of just stuff that just needed to be taken care of in order to get it ready for a retail market. Like, some of the siding just kind of need to be replaced and painted.
Wallpaper.
Some wallpaper we took off and took care of that. And then essentially went and just put it on the open market. We went and took professional photos and put it on the MLS and put it at a discounted price. Because I think we had an ARV sitting at around like $250, $260 for the house. Based on its size and location. And so we put it on the market at, I believe, $220. Really didn't get any much bites at the $220. But basically what we were doing is like, hey, if we just put it, instead of putting in 50, 60 grand and getting an ARV of $250, $260, what if we just put it on the market for $220 and see if we can sell it that way, where we kind of would net the same or net a little more that route. But starting that route, and then we started dropping the price every couple weeks. I just dropped the price 10 grand, 10 grand, 10 grand. And I think we ended up closing on it, selling it to somebody right around like the 195 or 200. I have to go back and look, but it was right around that 200 price point to where we didn't potentially, we left money on the table by not flipping it, because we could have made like 50 grand on the thing. But this way we netted 40 grand. So, but we didn't have to go through any of the renovations. Just from experience, when you start digging into bathrooms and kitchens and doing updates, there's things that go wrong. While we're budgeting 50, 60 grand, it could have very easily been 60, 70 grand, and then we're right back into a smaller profit back to where we made. So you kind of, we did a risk analysis on it. Do we want to let it go at this price, or do we want to go through the rehab? But I mean, you ask 10 investors, say, hey, would you rather make 40 grand with no risk, or put in $60,000 updating bathrooms and kitchens and renovating a house and spend $60,000 to make 50. I'm going to bet you any smart investor is going to say no risk for 40 or take a bunch of risk for 50. Give me the 40 all day. I'm in and out and done. So that's what we ended up doing with it. And I mean, that's kind of the concept of wholetailing, is where you buy a property that's clean, needs a little bit of a fixing up. You do minimal work to it and you put it on the MLS at a discounted price to move the property.
And what you want to keep in mind is, like, your buyer pool for a deal like this is a different mindset. So if we would have gone through the process of renovating it, there are a lot of other things that sometimes come up when you're rehabbing a property to attract that retail full ARV buyer, right? Because everything needs to look perfect. Everything needs to be brand new. You know, there's too many other things that, like John says, then you have unknowns that can arise that $60,000 budget could have gone a little out of whack and we could have ended up spending 70, 75 maybe. Right. So then we probably would have made the same. Granted, we were never going to lose. We weren't in any risk of losing money. But when you have the option, you kind of look at this and we had a stop on our how low we were willing to go on when we listed it. We're like, all right, if we don't get anything above this number, we'll just take it down and actually flip it ourselves. But the fact that we got that offer and everything, and it was, I think, 3-4 weeks into it. And we still wanted it to season because we still, in that area, we saw that there were a few FHA and VA buyers. So they required that 90-day seasoning and all of that. So we were like, it's not hurting us to hold it. So, but when we got that offer and it was like, well, 40 grand now without having done anything to it or risking this money to maybe make 50, we definitely just jumped on it. Our partners, they were happy with it. Definitely worked out for everybody. And we just, that was essentially how we did our first hotel, I guess you'd call it, deal. So it's very simple. Like John says, the deal needs to make sense. It needs to qualify because your biggest buyer pool is going to come with some form of financing, right? So you want to make sure the house doesn't have any major issues that it won't qualify for financing, because now you're trying to just sell a cash deal. And then it becomes an investor deal, and then they try to lowball you and they want, you know, their spreads. But if it's move-in ready and you think that, you know, a do-it-yourself homeowner or somebody that can put in that, I mean, everything was functional. The kitchen, it had tile floor everywhere. The bathrooms, everything was clean. It was functional. It was just dated. So somebody could move into it and start updating it little by little, right? It wasn't something that they moved in and it was just a house that was trashed. So keeping that in mind, next time you come across something like that, try to do it, you know, put it out there and see what kind of feedback you get. Just make sure the house is clean. It's, you know, people can go in and kind of just move in and get ready, get going with everything. And if it's in that condition, then go ahead and do the deal and hopefully it works out. And if you have any questions, like we usually say on every podcast, reach out to us. If you have a scenario, if you have anything that you maybe you're working on and you don't know how to actually go through it, you can reach out to us. Again, my business partner, he's a real estate agent, so he can definitely answer any questions on the agent side of how we list the properties and everything like that. And anything that you need, we're always here to help. Any parting words, Mr. Barr?
Nope. Short to the point. Let's go.
Nope. All right. So thanks a lot for listening, guys, and we'll catch you in the next one.